Good evening. We'll call the Plan Commission meeting to order and roll call, please.
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Michael Serpy.
Here.
Wayne Kessel.
Here.
Deb Skarda.
Here.
Judy Giuliana.
Here.
Bill Stobig.
Here.
John Skalbeck is excused. Brock Williamson.
Here.
Quorum present. Correspondence, Aaron.
We have received none this evening.
Okay. Citizens' comment. If there's anybody wishing to speak, now is your opportunity. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close citizens' comments. New business, public hearing and consideration of a zoning map and text amendment. Aaron?
The first item on today's agenda is the consideration of a zoning map and text amendment at the request of Michael Timko, agent on behalf of Nexus Pharmaceuticals, for the development of the property located at 10300 128th Avenue to rezone the field delineated wetlands along the west property line in at the behest of the United States Army Corps of Engineers, having taken jurisdiction of the sea into the C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District, and to rezone the entire property into a PUD, a Planned Unit Development Overlay District, in addition to create that specific PUD requirements for the property. Nexus Pharmaceuticals is a privately held U.S.-based healthcare company specializing in innovative processes to make it difficult to manufacture specialty drugs and generic drugs that are easier to use, less labor-intensive, and more streamlined in practice. In proposing to construct this business is proposing to construct a manufacturing facility at the 10300 120th Avenue in the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park. On August 12, 2019, the Plan Commission conditionally approved a preliminary site and operational plans to begin mass grading, undergo utilities, footing, and foundations for the proposed three-story manufacturing facility, approximately 8,400 square feet. It was difficult. It was discussed at the Plan Commission meeting on August 12th that there would be small, that there are small wetlands along the south and west property lines. These are better located here in the areas in green on the PowerPoint selection. It was discussed that these lines that are currently zoned C1 Lowland Resource, that these areas will be zoned for the C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District. In addition, that there is a drainage way along the west property line that was determined by the Wisconsin DNR to be artificial wetlands and was thus not regulated by the state. However, on August 5th, 2019, the village was informed that the Army Corps of Engineers is taking jurisdiction over these wetlands. All the wetlands on the property are proposed to remain unchanged. Therefore, the wetlands within the drainage way are proposed to be rezoned into the C1 district. This was not necessarily on the application, but we don't believe that this was going to be a significant issue given the layout of the site. As the result of the wetlands determination by the Army Corps of Engineer, a plan unit development overlay district is proposed to allow the current driveway off of 104th Avenue to be located a minimum of 5 feet from the wetlands on that southwest corner of the property so that the driveway aligns with the driveway on the other side of 104th Street to the U-Line property. This PUD would allow for the future parking lot expansion to be a minimum of 15 feet from the wetlands as found on the property. The village staff recommends approval of the zoning map and text amendment as presented. This map is a blown up of that southwest corner of the proposed site. What's highlighted in green is proposed to be that future C1 district, and is the area that the Army Corps of Engineers has zoned is taking jurisdiction on. This PUD allows for the driveway, which is currently lined up with the U-line driveway on the south side, to remain in order to deconflict traffic at that site, as well as to allow for at minimum 15 feet from the wetland on the right side of that display from that future proposed parking lot if this property were to expand its footprint on the property. At this time, back to you.
It's a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close the public hearing and open up to comments and questions from the commission. Mike?
Aaron, if with the court exercising their jurisdiction on this wetland, and if I recall right, there's a drainage way running through there that is draining lands directly from the west of there and then some from the south of that area. How is that? Have we had to modify the engineering plan for the grading and drainage in there? Because we're not going to be able to dredge the wetlands to make the drainage work. So is there an alternate drainage plan?
There is not. In the staff review, we were aware and reviewed the site that these were artificially created wetlands based on the Wisconsin DNR's verdict. So at this time, we haven't altered our drainage plan. But if Matt, I don't know if Matt Feinauer's here. But.
Matt's not here. Basically, Mike, the drainage is the same as we've designed for Prairie Highlands. This technically came up.
We'll need to name an address for the record.
Yeah. I don't mind you stealing the thunder. Let the engineer speak.
Thank you. Mark Seidel, Pinnacle Engineering Group, 15850 West Bluemont Road in Brookfield. So to answer your question, the overall drainage pattern and drainage way that is consisting in those wetlands is not being changed whatsoever. All this is for is to get our proposed driveway access a little bit closer to the wetland than what code specifies. Now, I think future plans from the village do indicate you guys might want to be doing some storm sewer relay within the wetlands. That's, you know, obviously a complete separate item. All we're trying to do here is just get that driveway to line up as Kenosha County has required. And then with that being said, then your setback gets reduced. But again, there's no grading in the wetlands. There's no alterations to the wetlands. It is simply a setback issue.
Okay. And I don't have a problem with the, you know, the petition to modify the setbacks, but that will be an issue, I guess, that we're going to have to resolve.
There obviously is permits you can get from the Army Corps to do that work and improvements, and I think that's something that can assist with, or whoever can assist the village with.
Yeah. So what I'm understanding, and Matt's not here, but from my understanding, we had a drainage plan for the area. That's what we're doing. What will more than likely happen because we've made adjustments to the drainage, I don't know how applicable these wetlands are going to continue to exist. Most likely they're going to become
less significant.
Difficult to maintain their natural. The point is that nothing's changing in the plan that we've submitted as far as the Prairie Highlands. And in fact, the village is complete or has completed its drainage or its grading on this site, or should be done, I believe, at the end of this week. So I don't think there are going to be any other modifications to drainage from our aspect with regard to these wetlands.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions? Thank you. What's your pleasure?
I'd move that the Village Planning Commission recommend approval to the Village Board for the zoning map and text amendments.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of the zoning map and text amendment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the ayes have it. Item 6, adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you.